The Saint-Adalain Hermitage. If there is one person whose name and life path are associated with the village of Celles, it is surely Saint-Adalain. Look at his statue rising up before us in the entry to the hermitage. Originally, he held a long cross in his left hand. Indeed, this statue is here to remind us that this saintly man came from afar, very far even, to evangelize this part of Europe. Listen to the explanation of Jacques Lebrun, president of the Tourism and Culture of Celles Association.
Saint-Adalain was a Benedictine monk, a disciple of Saint Eligius, who was born in the basin close to Bordeaux in France. The legend tells us that upon returning from a pilgrimage to the tomb of Saint Peter in Rome, he dozed off and had a vision of the Holy Spirit in the form of a white spot that we qualify as a dove and which told him to evangelize a country with four hills close to a river. It was by chance that he came across Celles one fine day as he was heading back up north.
So, in 669, while he was settling here, Saint-Adalain lived in a small hut, a monk's cell. It is, in fact, from the word cell, or rather its Latin origin, cella, that the name cell came from. In addition, this evangelist gave his name to the hermitage, the Saint-Adalain Hermitage, which today is home to a school. Its construction dates back to the 14th century. At the time, a small chapel was built, as well as living quarters in the place where the monk's cell once stood. For many centuries, up until the revolution of 1789, a succession of hermits inhabited these walls. One monk was said to have performed many miracles. Jacques Lebrun will tell us more. He made a spring flow on a piece of land where it had run dry, for example. He healed the dying wife of Béant le Dinantais. We pray to him for essentially three reasons: rheumatisms, headaches, and above all, small children that are having difficulties walking. Does it work? Perhaps you should ask those that have been healed. There are votive candles all about the church thanking Saint-Adalain, and in my opinion, yes, it could work. To continue the visit, following the footsteps of Saint-Adalain, walk around the outside of the hermitage to the left and head down Chemin de Croix. Thank you for continuing your visit. See you soon.